And I'd like now to welcome Vince Cadlubeck. He is producer of a comedy show, which we're going to hear about in a moment. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And Kate Nelson, who is with the New Mexico History Museum. Great to have you back, speaking of the arts.
Hi, thank you.
So, Vince, tell us what's going on. I love comedy.
Yeah, well, you know, a few months ago, we were thinking, geez, there's no comedy in Santa Fe, and I've never gone to a stand-up comedy event in Santa Fe.
No comedy on purpose, anyway.
Yeah.
You obviously never covered the state legislature.
Yeah. So, you know, so we're just like, you know, we think that the town needs to laugh, you know, and so we started doing this at Molly's Kitchen, you know, but now we've transitioned down to the downtown zone. And the second Saturday of every month, which is this Saturday coming up, which is what tomorrow, we will be at the Skylight Lounge downtown on San Francisco Street, and we'll be doing the LOLs stand-up comedy show, and we'll have five
LOLs, like LOL.
Yeah, LULZ.
Ah, okay.
But like it's a playoff of, you know, LOL, and it's like kind of internet speak. So yeah, the LOLs comedy show, we have five professional comedians. Most of them are coming down from Albuquerque, and a couple Santa Feans.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at Skylight. Skylight has some like amazing, they have really good food. You can come order some food, sit down, do the standard classic stand-up comedy sort of evening out type of thing.
And may I say that 8 o'clock is a very civilized hour to start an evening event. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And some local talent and some folks from Albuquerque. And is this something that we can expect to see on a regular basis?
Yeah, second Saturday of every month. We want to do comedy here. We want to develop local talent. So we also, you know, part of this is like, you know, we want to start seeing people in Santa Fe step up and try it out. You know, there's a guy, Maxwell Lucas, who is from Santa Fe, who is an awesome guy, but he's one of the ones who, like, jumped on board to try this out, and he's really funny. He's really good.
Excellent.
So this will be his third time performing. And so, yeah, you know, that idea of just sort of cultivating that scene is something that we're really excited about.
Good. Well, so people can go, and if there are some aspiring comedians, they can show up and find out how to be involved in the next one.
Totally. Yep. And like, you know, not too much pressure, you know, just, you know, 3 or 5 minutes, you know, try your hand at stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I succeeded twice, and I failed really badly last time.
Oh,
it was
no.
Painful.
Are you doing
God.
It again?
No, well, I will do it again, but not tomorrow.
I mean, that's classic. I mean, I think probably Robin Williams and Steve Martin have both, like, bombed when they were young comedians.
Sure. I'm sure everybody has. And it is so painful. You cannot get off the stage quick enough. It's
just, it's
horrendous. But, you know, it's all also part of the fun of going.
Yeah.
Like, as an audience member, you know, watching somebody bomb, yeah, it kind of hurts, but it's also, like, that's part of the whole experience, you know.
Excellent. Well, Vince Cadlubeck and Comedy Night tomorrow at 8 o'clock at Skylight Lounge here in Santa Fe, which is on San Francisco Street right near the Lenzik, and we'll see you there.
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
Excellent.
So, Vince, you're also in the know about the After Hours Alliance's festival this weekend, is that right?
Totally.
Tell us a bit.
The AHA Festival is like one of my favorite events of the year, for sure, and it's, you know, basically, it's an art festival for emerging artists, for local emerging artists. So, with a real emphasis on multidisciplinary and audience interactive work. So, you know, if you go down to the Rail Yard on Sunday morning, you will see booths lined up of just a lot of, you know, real dynamic emerging art, performative art. There's going to be a stage there with music happening through the day, but there's this, you know, it's something that's happened. I think this is the third year or maybe the fourth year, and it's always just like such a really nice time in the
And their kickoff thing, which is in competition with your comedy night, is the Lucha Libre Exotica at El Museo Cultural Saturday at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And it's starring Cassandro. And New Yorker readers saw that wonderful profile of him 2 or 3 weeks ago.
He's a Lucha Libre guy?
Yeah. Yeah, and an incredible backstory, a story of redemption in his personal life, and apparently an incredible wrestler as well. So down at the Rail Yard, there's Saturday night and then Sunday all day.
Yeah.
Lots of really cool stuff going on.
Excellent. And we have a ticket giveaway right now.
Can I have it?
No. Lyle Lovett. Turn it over to Mary Lee.
Yeah. Well, you have to call. Okay.
Yeah, and so you're on the air, sorry.
So I have one pair of tickets to see Lyle Lovett and his large band perform on the lawn at the Santa Fe Downs this Saturday, tomorrow, September 13th, at 7 p.m. And by the way, this is Lovett's first appearance in Santa Fe since he played the very last show at Palo Solari.
Wow.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
428-1382 for those tickets.
428-1382. And the Fuse Southwest 2014 Food and Folklore Festival is happening this weekend at the Museum of International Arts and Culture and Museum and Folk Art at Museum Hill. And
The tickets are sold out for this.
Oh, it is? Okay.
So for the
Never mind, but
that's just for today's and Saturday's events. Those were the ticketed ones. And those of you who bought tickets, look forward to some wonderful lecturers and food tastings, and our own Candace Walsh will be there moderating some of the sessions. Sunday's a free day, and that's open to anyone. Come up to Museum Hill. They'll have food trucks there. You can have food demonstrations from New Mexico, people who are making products, everyone from Native American grannies selling their tamales to Heidi's Raspberries and products like that. There will also be Native American dances and poetry readings and films, and that's 10 to 4 on Sunday on Museum Hill.
Excellent. And Cascarones at Teatro Paraguas, presented by DNA Works, continues this weekend. It's the final weekend, and you can call more information. It's the play Cascarones by Irma Mayorga, and it's at 7 o'clock. And, 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, and there's a matinee, I think, on Sunday. Anyway, you can give them a call at 424-1601 for more information.
There's a lot of terrific music in town this weekend. If you haven't been to any of the concerts over at the San Miguel Mission, it's just a lovely place to listen to music. And on tonight, 7 p.m., Roberto Capocchi, a Brazilian-born musician, will be performing works by Astor Piazzolla and Francisco Tárrega and other people. That's at 7 p.m. at the San Miguel Mission. Give yourself a treat tonight.
And the newly renovated and apparently beautiful, I haven't been in there yet, San Miguel Mission. What else? Lucha Libre. Did we just talk about this?
We did.
Yeah, sorry. Books at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. Denise Lahane is an author who's going to read and sign copies of the book The Drop at 6 o'clock. And there's a Q&A after that, followed by a screening of the film with the same name based on her book.
His book, Dennis. Dennis Lehane.
Oh, sorry, Dennis. Did I say Denise?
You were doing your Spanish thing there.
Denise. we are pre-caffeinated. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. There's also a conference called Evolving Intentions in Public Art at the Center for Contemporary Arts. And Vince Cadlebeck is nodding happily because he's one of the people there.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's going to be a good day on Saturday.
It should be a really great event tomorrow from 9 to 1, and then there's a roundtable discussion in the afternoon, and I think there's an evening component of it.
There is, yeah. Yeah, there's like
a dance?
There's a dance, yeah, at a private residence, I think, on Catherine Street, but I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, you're going to be off doing comedy.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing comedy at that point.
Okay. Yeah, we can mix and match our events this weekend.
There's so much going on. My goodness.
It's a lot. And also at the Cocteau on Tuesday, this is a neat partnership that those of us at the New Mexico History Museum are helping with. Daniel Kosharik, our photo curator, found a little cache of photos taken of New Mexico's 200th Coast Artillery when they were doing their final maneuvers up at Camp Luna near Las Vegas. And they're young, they're fresh-faced, they're just full of promise. These are the men who ended up on the Bataan Death March and came back, if they came back, very broken people. And the Cocteau is mounting an exhibit of these photographs. It opens on Tuesday, and will be available 1 to 8 p.m. If you go for an event, obviously you can see it. And we'll also be doing a film screening. Oh, I wish I could remember what day it's going to be, but not this week. It's really something to stand in front of those photographs and look at those men as they were and imagine what was about to befall them.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody sent me listings last week or this week to be read today, my computer is in...
sad trombone it's in a sound.
Thank you. Sad trombone sound. We'll leave the rest to your imagination, which is also why I haven't posted any of my podcasts this week. But by next week, we should be back to normal. The Santa Fe Symphony is happening at the Lensic. The 31st season opener is this Sunday. The title is Showcase of the Stars, featuring soloist, violinist Mark Kaplan and cellist Clancy Newman, led by guest conductor Kevin Rhodes, music of Popper, Tchaikovsky, and Monti at 4 o'clock. It's free. There's a free lecture at 3 o'clock, and for more information, you can call the ubiquitous 988-1234 or go to ticketsantafe.org.
There's a benefit concert tonight at the Lensic. Jerry Lopez, Santa Fe's own Grammy nominee, is coming back and performing to raise money for the National Latino Behavioral Health Association, and that helps Latino college students earn degrees in behavioral health. That's at the Lensic tonight at 7 p.m.
Excellent. Now, Journey Santa Fe is the event that happens every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the Collected Works bookstore. And there is mirth at the next table. This week, We Are People Here, Banking on New Mexico Project with Zuby Wilson at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then at Garcia Street Books, the same day, Lisa Leonard Cook is reading from and signing copies of the book Dissonance at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Another neat fundraiser this week and tomorrow, Rescue Fest. It is 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at 2nd Street Brewery. This raises money for the Atalaya Search and Rescue, and they're going to have music throughout the day. Todd and the Fox, Stephanie Hatfield and Bill Palmer, folks like that. Great program, and we all know from this summer how important their work is.
Miriam Sagan will be speaking at Collected Works Bookstore, reading from the book Swimming to Reykjavik, with a slide presentation by her wonderful daughter Isabel Winston Sagan. That's at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night at Collected Works. Always lots of good stuff going on over there.
Oh, and Miriam's just so wonderful.
She's wonderful.
What a great addition to our community. Anyone involved with the arts and culture might take note of a good learning opportunity, an introduction to the culture of philanthropy. This is Tuesday morning at the Santa Fe Community Foundation to talk about does your organization have a cultural philanthropy? How can you energize it and revitalize it? Elizabeth Roghair, I hope I pronounced that right, and Nadine Stafford will bring the conversation to life. That's at the Santa Fe Community Foundation, 8:30 to 10:30 on Tuesday.
Santa Fe Community Presentation is doing an event on Tuesday. Wait, is this what you just...
I think I just did that.
The Hobby Lobby?
No.
No, there's a Hobby Lobby event called Your Creative Passion and the IRS, What You Need to Know About the Hobby... No, it's not the Hobby Lobby. It's the Hobby Loss Rule. I have no idea what that is, but it's at 5 o'clock and it's free at the Santa Fe Community Foundation. For more information, 988-9715.
There's a great Lannan conversation coming to us on Wednesday, and I imagine you're going to be doing some interviews around that one. Alfredo Corchado, the Mexico Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News, an expert on immigration and drug violence, will be talking about his book, Midnight in Mexico, A Reporter's Journey Through a Country's Descent into Darkness. Joining him is Melissa Del Bosque, a staff reporter with the Texas Observer. And those things are just don't miss events.
Yeah, I am not going to do an interview on that, but I'm definitely going to go and recommend that everybody go. The events are very low priced. They're always good, no matter what you go to. They're always amazing. So that's Wednesday.
It's something else to hear people of that intellectual prowess so often here in Santa Fe. The physical feeling of having the top of your skull blown off is more than worth the price of admission.
That was Kate Nelson expressing her opinion on the matter of getting the top of your skull blown off.
I love that feeling.
Book talks. Filmmaker as Entrepreneur is at a panel discussion held in collaboration with the New Mexico Film Foundation on Wednesday. It's sponsored by New Mexico Lawyers for the Arts and is at 460 St. Michael's Drive, Suite 703. And no, there's no charge. For more information, nmlawyersforthearts.org.
The 2014 Governor's Awards for Excellence in the Arts is upon us. I believe the ceremony is next week, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the date and time for that. It will be at the New Mexico Museum of Art, and that'll be a free event. In the meantime, up on the fourth floor of the State Capitol in the Governor's Gallery is an exhibit honoring the award recipients, who include Jean Anaya Moya, Donald Redman, and Robert Schufly Schufelt. And that's through November, so you have some time to catch that.
Excellent. And by the way, the tickets for Lyle Lovett are long gone, but you can still go to Lyle Lovett. So lots of stuff to do this weekend. What else? Thursday, there's an opening at the Santa Fe Community College Visual Arts Gallery, Precognition Recognition, examining the reciprocal gaze in Godfrey Reggio's film Visitors. It's still photographs. Reception from 5 to 7 on Thursday. It runs through the 8th of October, and there's a screening of the film at 8 o'clock. The whole thing is no charge. And that is a really strange, powerful film. Did either of you guys see it? It's basically, Godfrey Reggio has made films that probably many of us have seen, the Koyaanis Scotsy, the Scotsy trilogy. He's based here in Santa Fe, and has been for many years. And this film has what seem like still photographs, but they're actually moving pictures of people sitting very still and looking at into the camera. So they're basically looking at you. So this idea of the reciprocal gaze, it almost makes you uncomfortable, but you know they're not there. It's a film. And so you look back and it's like, is it voyeurism? Wow. Are they voyeuristing me? I mean, and there's also kind of cityscapes and footage of abandoned amusement parks and things like this. And it's basically a vehicle for contemplation on the part of the audience.
Neat.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
Tonight, both the Downtown State Museum's Mine, the New Mexico History Museum, and the New Mexico Museum of Art are open for free to everyone from 5 to 8 p.m. And at the Museum of Art, they have a special treat for you. At 5:30 p.m., photographer Delilah Montoya will be discussing her work, which is included in their exhibit, Syncretism. There is a monumental photograph she took that's included in our exhibit, Painting the Divine, Images of Mary in the New World. And it's of a jail inmate with his back to the camera and the Virgin Mary tattooed on his back. She takes really powerful photographs. She'll be speaking at 5:30 tonight at the New Mexico Museum of Art, and that's free.
Excellent. What else? Música del Corazón, a celebration of Nuevo Mexicano music at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque. Just thought we might mention that. That's happening on this coming Sunday, the 14th of September at 2 o'clock. That's always good fun. And a book talk, Whence Language, The Role of Mothers and Infants, is at the New Mexico History Museum on Thursday the 18th. It's sponsored by the School for Advanced Research with evolutionary anthropologist Dean Falk, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to have Dean on the air that morning, so that should be a very interesting...
I find that topic fascinating, where our languages come from and how people hang on to them over great periods of time. For a quick event tonight, right after work, go to the First Presbyterian Church, the one near the plaza. There's a half-hour concert at 5:30 p.m. with the Black Mesa Brass Ensemble. And that's the First Presbyterian Church. Those are just a really sweet way to end your week.
Excellent. Gloria Abella Ballin is speaking at Collected Works Bookstore on Thursday the 18th. and she will be discussing her book, The Power of the Hebrew Alphabet, at 6 o'clock. We've had her on talking about that book before on this show, and she is just a wonderful person who's written a very... It's more of an art book than a textbook, so to speak, and is a very kind of beautiful visual contemplation of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet.
If you find yourself in Albuquerque this weekend, two neat things that are going on at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. Cine Magnifico, Albuquerque Latino Film Festival, will be happening Friday through Sunday with a whole bunch of documentaries, animation, feature films. Go online to the National Hispanic Cultural Center to see that schedule. Also, they'll be having Música de Corazón, a celebration of Nuevo Mexicano music, concerts, hands-on activities, all in honor of John Donald Robb, who made some incredible recordings of New Mexico musicians back in the day. Performers include Miguelito Romero and Ray Perez and his Coro de San Jose. That's 2 p.m. Sunday, and it's free.
Excellent. Now, there's continuing at the Los Alamos Little Theater, a play called Tower of Magic. It's a comedy by local playwright Tess Light, and it's at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and Sundays at 2 o'clock this coming Sunday. So it's Fridays and Saturdays, and it's also next weekend, too, actually. Anyway, it's at 1735 Central Avenue. For more information, lalt.org.
If it's Friday, there must be art openings, and there's a lot of them this weekend. You can, this evening, can get a full list of them in Pasatiempo. I'll mention just a couple. Red Dot Gallery on Canyon Road is showing Santa Fe University of Art and Design and Santa Fe Community College faculty's artworks. There's a reception at 4:30 to 7. Over at Without Reservations Studio, which is over on West San Francisco Street, and it might be upstairs, I'm not sure, is Ricardo Cate's cartoons will be showing drawings under the exhibit heading Before Columbus. And there's a reception for that from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight.
On Monday at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, Julie Powell is speaking at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space, and she's reading from her book, Julie and Julia, 365 Days, 524 Recipes, One Tiny Apartment Kitchen, and also, I guess, the book Cleaving. Anyway, it's at 7 o'clock at the O'Shaughnessy, and with any luck, I'll have her on the air on Tuesday, because I think she's doing... Let's see. No, that is Tuesday. Okay, that's Tuesday is the book event. I think she's doing something on Monday, too, but I'm not... Okay, we'll get back to you on that.
There's a symposium over at the Center for Contemporary Art, and that's tomorrow from 3 to 5:30 p.m., Evolving Intentions in Public Art. There will be presentations on specific projects followed by discussions. Oh, did we already do this?
Yeah.
Forgive me.
That's okay.
I'm thinking too fast.
No, that's okay.
The Santa Fe Women's Club on Sunday, McFish 4, a chamber music ensemble, harpsichordist Kathleen McIntosh, violist Marlo Fisher, cellist Erica Kilpatrick, and violinist Robin Lorenz. That's 3 p.m. Sunday over at the Santa Fe Women's Club, a beautiful building. If you haven't been inside of it, take advantage.
Give My Regards to Broadway. Grand Opera Embraces Great Musicals is an event Wednesday, the 17th, at the El Dorado Hotel and Spa. A discussion with Santa Fe Opera Guild lecturer Tom Franks and pianist David Geist. It's at 5:30. For tickets and more information, 629-1410, extension 109.
And if your intentions are to head up north this weekend, the K-Tau Solar Center concert is happening at El Prado on September 12th. That would be today. So you'll have to head up there tonight. Vanilla Rock, 1980s rock, is the performer. Also,
Vanilla Rock?
Vanilla R-A-W-K.
Rock.
The Taos Chamber Music Group is performing this weekend as all. They're opening their 22nd season with Rhapsodic Reverie. 5 p.m. concert Saturday and Sunday. It's Beethoven, it's Schumann, it's wonderful music, and you're in Taos.
And you're in Taos. Taos is a wonderful place to visit and to live. What else? It's almost time to go. Do you have one more before we...
The tickets are available now for the Mayor's Ball 2014. It will be October 11th, but it might sell out, so you might consider snapping up a ticket today.
Excellent. So Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum, an absolutely wonderful place to visit and sounds like to work and hang out as well.
It surely is. Actually, I'm heading out to go back there. We're holding, Santa Fe Community College is holding its New Mexico history class there.
Oh, my goodness.
So every Friday, three hours, I sit and learn more about what I do every day.
Well, Kate Nelson, speaking of the arts, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful day. Drive safely. Be good to your people and animals.
And yourself.
Hasta la vista.